Now, 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Run With It is brought to you by
Smiles by Design,
Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House,
Red Rose Hype Shop,
and Bite Dentistry. And now, here are your hosts of Run With It, General Patton Cook and Ray, the best bowler in the building, Dusky.
This is Run With It with Ray Dosky, Patton Cook here with you. Sunday edition of the show, and it is great to be here with everybody today. It's going to be a bit of an abbreviated show, if you will. And Ray, I don't know what you think about this, but if anyone's going to cut this show short, it better be Tim Corbin and the Vandy Boys. Okay with it. We're not going to have any problems with them over there on West End.
No, absolutely not. Tough loss for game two, right? Grat rain delay, they called out the game, picked things back up today, and yeah, it was just bad. So now the series is even, going into the third game, which I believe is supposed to kick off here in about another, say about 22, 30 minutes, what have you. So we'll be having it live here on WNSR. By the way, how are you, Patton?
You know, I am doing well this morning, or this afternoon now. Heck, we're almost at 12:15 right now, so I'm doing well. A lot to discuss in this show. Not enough time, unfortunately, but I guess we can go ahead and kind of tease this a little bit right now, Ray. We will be filling in for Zach Williams tomorrow. Me and you will both be hosting the afternoon stretch from 4 to 6. I know John Burton is crying right now, but I am pumped to be on the afternoon stretch tomorrow.
Now you're coming to our side. You're getting away from the dark side.
I know. We will be there tomorrow. Got a few guests lined up. We won't say just yet. We want to nail them down, but a lot to discuss tomorrow. But let's go ahead and jump right into it. We had the NFL schedule released this past week, and I thought on this first segment we could kind of just quickly look at the Tennessee Titans schedule. And Ray, you mentioned it kind of off air, that main kind of storyline right now, the month of November that the Tennessee Titans have. They got Kansas City on November 6th. That is a Sunday night football game. They got Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos on the 13th. Then I got a Thursday night game against Green Bay. You go to Green Bay in November, the nice cold weather over at Lambeau Field. Then to close it out in the month of November, you've got the Cincinnati Bengals. Ray, a lot to discuss on this Tennessee Titans schedule, but I want to get your kind of opinion on this month of November. It's almost like a make or break. We're going to find out what this Tennessee Titans team, whether we like it or not, in the month of November.
Absolutely. When you look at the schedule, it looks like it's going to be a fun schedule.
Yes.
I mean, out the gate, a couple easy games. The second weekend when they go against Buffalo, it's going to be their hope opener. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a tough one. But if you look at this schedule, like totality, you've got a lot of primetime games.
Yep.
No noon games. We're like a couple of 3 o'clock games. We're going to be on Amazon Prime this year for a Thursday night game. But you're going against 5 division winners. 5. Mm. And you look at this team and how it's stacked compared to everyone else, because you got the AFC West that you got to take on this year. Bengals team, like you spoke about, like it's going to be in the ports like the end of November.
Yep.
There might be some like revenge game, if you will, going after the Bengals who knocked them out of the playoffs last year. But I like the fact that they're opening up against the Giants, because you've got a rookie head coach, you've got a young team, Danny Dimes, or whatever you want to call him, Daniel Jones, whatever you want to call him, whatever acronyms you want to give him, fill in the blank, do what you need to do. I think it's a good setup for them, because when you look at like how these teams would come in who are like in position players, like, you know, your Derrick Henrys, or, you know, you got your skilled wide receivers, what have you. They never play in the preseason.
No.
They never play in the preseason. So what do they play? When do they start getting conditioning? It's like usually
week
the
one,
first
two and three.
It's like the week, first month of the schedule.
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself, like, how does this really work? You know? So I'm really excited about how they're going to come out, because a lot of players who are set in, like veterans who are set in their positions, they say they actually lose shape.
Yeah.
Like they're not as in shape that like going into week one as opposed to like probably going to week four or five.
Yeah, week got 4 total primetime games. Only one of them is at home, and that is going to be the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday night. Oddly enough, it'll be November or December 29th, 7:15 Thursday night football game. So a couple Thursday nights in there for the Tennessee Titans. But like I said, a lot to discuss whether or not we will see what this team is. Of course, rookie minicamp has started for the Tennessee Titans this past weekend. So we've got our first look at Malik Willis, Treylon Burks. So as kind of the offseason start to pick up and kind of the minicamp and OTA start, we'll get to see just how good this Tennessee Titans team can go ahead to be. Well, it's I mentioned it, going to be an abbreviated show today. I got the Vandy Boys first pitch around 12:45 or so. So we'll stay with you until that point. It's time for our first break. But before we do that, Wanted to tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones, he is the leader over there at Smiles by Design. And what makes Smiles by Design any different than your other dentist? Well, for me, they got the needle-free cavity fillings that they have. Really nice and easy. No numbing, anything like that. Very pain-free. Love it over there. Where can you locate them? 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001. They are located in the Smyrna area. So if you're in the Murfreesboro area, anywhere near Smyrna, be sure to give them a call at 615-355-1033. Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Josie has been awesome to me and my family. Be sure to give him a call or locate him at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard. Ray, it's time for our first break. This show is flying. You're listening to Run With It on Nashville Sports Radio.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes. You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price. Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or Strongtel.com.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivus method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivus technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at bitedds.com. What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
Yeah. I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, Coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay. You just made a promo for him.
Greg Fogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Back to Run With It, Nashville Sports Radio. Before we get to our very special guest, I want to tell you about my friends FanDuel. One of those things I love about favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets for multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called the Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine the NBA playoff player props with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score on an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own same game parlay, check out our popular same game parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can use the promo code WNSR to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment and more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code WNSR and know that I sent you. Tennessee disclaimer, 21 and plus, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issue as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. It's time to bring in our guest, Kurt Hellen from NBC Sports. You can find him at Basketball Talk on Twitter. Kurt, thank you very much for joining us. The NBA is just popping off right now, and we got a lot to discuss with you today.
Yeah, it's a good two game sevens in one day. That's
can't beat
get
it.
Much better than that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, of course, WNSR, we carry the Memphis Grizzlies, so I thought no other place to start it than there. They fall to the Golden State Warriors in Game 6, Clay, as it is being kind of termed right now after Golden State wins that one in six games. Kurt, I wanted to get your opinion. A very young Memphis Grizzlies team, many thought this was kind of the year they're going to take the jump and maybe next year they can really capitalize on it. As a whole, how would you view this Memphis Grizzlies season?
Oh, I don't know that it really, you could have expected much more. It could have gone much better. Everybody progressed, not just Ja Morant, but the leaps that Bain and Clark and Dylan Brooks and everybody else made. It came together. They've come together, and more importantly, they've coalesced around a culture and an idea. When you think about the best teams, frankly, in any sport, I was going to say basketball, but frankly, it's be talking hockey or soccer or NFL or whatever. There is an identity and a culture with those teams, right? Like those guys, everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction, but everybody's buying in. That's what's happening in Memphis. Like, that is a team that really genuinely believes in each other and in what they're doing. The sky's the limit. I think around the league, there's just an expectation within the next few years that they're the team out of the West, that everybody's trying to knock off. That they're the team at the top of the ladder. And I think this, you got to learn how to win sometimes in the NBA. You have to learn the value of every possession and everything that has to go into winning in the playoffs. And I think they learned those lessons this year.
For sure. At Memphis, they've got some kind of decisions to make this off a season. Tyus Jones, of course, coming up on a contract. He has been vital for them when Ja Morant has kind of been out of the ball game. Do you see any chance of Tyus Jones remaining with the Memphis Grizzlies, or do you see him as winning pretty much a starting job wherever he wants in the NBA after his season this year?
He might get too expensive, and this is where things get tricky, and it really takes a smart front office, because they've got a couple of years right now before everybody's extensions start kicking in, and you're way over the cap and pushing up against the luxury tax. And it's not that they can't afford it, but once you're over the cap and way over the cap and up into the luxury tax, you're also just limited in what you can do in terms of bringing in new players. Ask the Lakers. You know, like once you get to a certain point, you're just capped out and you can only do so much. Right now, they've got the ability to both add guys, and I don't mean just, hey, let's go get a star. I mean, go find people that, veterans maybe, but people who fit the culture and fit needs. And then you're going to have to make hard decisions. And Tyus Jones might be one of them. As good as he's been, as much as they would like to keep him, and he might want to stay, there are a few teams out there in need of point guards. I'll say the obvious one. The Knicks have their eyes on him. They want Jalen Brunson of Dallas is their number one target, but I don't think they're going to be able to get him. And if not, Jones becomes a very viable target for a team that desperately needs a point guard who can kind of be a floor general. So it may get too expensive when you start picturing the long term. My guess is it's 60-40 he moves on, but we'll see. We'll see what the market ends up being for him.
Kurt, thanks for joining us today. I want to switch gears a little bit. Memphis, super surprising team. I felt like John Morant, also not the MIP award recipient this year, but I feel like he was playing on the most improved team. Another team that I really felt like had a lot of question marks going into the playoffs was the 76ers, who were dealing with that big blockbuster trade deal midseason with the Brooklyn Nets. You've seen the effort that happened with James Harden, because it seems like new team, same result. Do you see the 76ers handing this guy a max contract?
No. I think that's off the table. That would... I'll just say around the league, there was a point earlier in the season where, like, well, somebody's going to have to max him out, right? And now everybody's like, no. Because he's not only 32 and you're seeing some signs of... He's lost a step. Let's just be honest.
Right.
This isn't a Chris... let's put it this way. Nobody really sees a Chris Paul situation where, hey, man, I've kind of lost a step. You know what? I'm going to become a vegan, and I'm going to change my workout routine, and I'm going to do everything I can to get as much out of my body and look at the results, right? At 37, he's still an all-NBA player. Does James Harden strike you guys as the kind of person who's going to do that? Because he doesn't around the league. Like, nobody thinks... James Harden's been burning the candle at both ends for a while, and they just don't see a guy who's going to do that. It's going to be interesting. They've got to keep him. They're kind of all in, but they're going to have to both get him... His hamstring's been an issue for a couple of years. They're going to have to get him healthy, and they're going to have to find a number that everybody can live with as an extension, and it might be... Let's put it this way. All-star numbers, not all-NBA numbers. He's still good. He's still a very good playmaker, but... He's not Houston Harden anymore, and he's not going to get paid like it.
One of the games that will be taking place today is that Phoenix Suns and Dallas Mavericks game. And looking at your article, kind of what to look for in this game, you mentioned DeAndre Ayton, a guy who's coming up for a big-time contract this offseason, and he's kind of been up and down in this series. Do you see kind of Monty Williams in that Phoenix Suns team trying to get him going early? Could you just kind of... get that sense from him? If he's not involved early, you can kind of see him just kind of coast through games.
You see that happen with big men, and don't you? Like, sometimes you just got to, man, I know he's not a regular part of the offense, but we got to feed him about three times down, the first three times down the court, just to kind of get him really in the flow. I think there's something to that, and they need to punish. They're just bigger. Mm. The Suns are just bigger, and they haven't really punished especially when they've lost. They just haven't been able to punish them inside. They need to. They need 25-ish points and 12-ish rebounds minimum out of Ayton today, I think. Just they've got to really get inside, make them pay a price for, and the offensive boards, and make them pay a price for playing small, because that's the risk. I mean, they're going to go small, and if Maxi Kleba and company are hitting those threes, then that small ball works, but you can make them pay on the other end and get them in foul trouble and wear them out just trying to hang.
We've got Kurt Hanlon here from NBC Sports talking some NBA. Kurt, there's a great series that's going to wrap up. Well, there's actually two series wrapping up, but one that really has caught many eyes for these fans is this Milwaukee Bucks-Boston Celtics series. Now, we all know that Giannis has missed Chris Middleton. It looks like there's not been a second option in terms of like a scoring opportunity or a player that stepped in to kind of fill in Chris's miss, you know, not being in that lineup. And we all know Jrue Holiday is more or less a third option on that team. Talk to me about the Boston Celtics. We're just talking about 6-7 months ago, back in December, that, you know, there were 17 games under 500. They're possibly going to probably break this team apart between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. What turned on for him? What do you think caused the change in terms of, like, now they finished second in the East this past season?
first off, they got healthy, but also, remember, they switched coaches this year and switched the front office around. Ime Udoka is now coaching, and I think it took them a while to buy what he was selling, to fully get in on defense the same way. But after, you know, January 1st, they were the best defense in the NBA, and they've got just length and athleticism everywhere. They were playing the system. That was what fueled it, and then they've got enough offense with Jaylen. You know, they've got two elite wings, which is the traditional method for winning, is right. You need Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. You need LeBron James on the wing. The Clippers are like, hey, if we get Kawhi and Paul George, like that's the model, right? They've got it. They've got it with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. It's going to be a fun game. This has been the best series in the second round, with all due respect to the Grizzlies fans out there. This has been the best basketball, and frankly, the winner today might very well win it all. I think they're my pick now to win it all. Nobody's been playing on the level of these two teams going at each other, and I think this is going to be a classic Game 7.
Well, Kurt, it's not a true radio discussion if we don't mention the Los Angeles Lakers, and they're going through their coaching search right now, and all the talking heads, debate shows saying they should trade LeBron James. I wanted to get your kind of take on what the Lakers should do. First, on the coaching aspect, and two, on the player aspect. Should they seriously consider trading a guy like a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis? Should they go younger, or should they just buy in full to this win-now mode that they're in?
They're not going to trade LeBron James, not only, by the way, just because he, frankly, had an all-NBA season. Like, right. He played really right. Well. But it's a business, dude. Like, at the end of the day, you've got to fill the arena and get the sponsors and you know, bring in the TV ratings, and nobody does that like LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a financial entity unto himself right now. So they're not going to move on. He wants Anthony Davis there. They've just got to retool this roster. The great basketball secret I'm going to let you guys in on. I don't think the Russell Westbrook trade worked out.
Thank you, Kurt.
real gripping insight there. But they're going to have to find... I'm not sure if there's a trade for him. They're going to look around through the draft and maybe even the start of free agency, but this may end up having to be a buyout. Mm. They're one of the few teams, because of their financial situation, who can just afford to eat that. Like, just... they're talking about bringing him back. They won't bring him back. But they can afford to eat that, wave and stretch him, and just, it's painful, but they can do it in a way that, frankly, if you're Memphis or you're Minnesota or Orlando or anybody else, you just kind of can't do. They've got to retool they've got to get younger. Look, they won the championship 2 years ago with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and a bunch of long, tall, remember, their smallest starting player was like 6'5". Athletic, defensive-minded players, right? Hey, they can shoot the three, they're big, and they defend. And then they just went away from that model for reasons nobody understands. Yeah. they've got to go back to just being young and athletic and get some shooting out there. And they're a threat, but you look at the West this year, next year, Memphis going to be better. Phoenix not going anywhere. On down the line, Denver's going to get healthy. The Clippers are going to get healthy. Like, the West is going to be brutal next year. New Orleans didn't make the playoffs. Look at them at the end of the year, and picture them with Zion. Like, the West is going to be brutal, and the Lakers have to do a lot just to get back into the playoff mix.
Kurt, let's stay with the West. You brought the Phoenix Suns. I think that's one series that many folks are not talking about between them and the Dallas Mavericks. And when you look at this matchup standpoint between the two teams, you would have thought there was no way that Luka-led Mavericks would be able to keep up and go to a Game 7 against this Phoenix Suns team. How have they been able to manage to do that?
Well, two things. First off, the obvious, Luka's stupid good, man.
Like, he is so good.
It's just ridiculous. But beyond that, what they quietly did under Jason Kidd, it's called the Bill Belichick system. Like, sometimes it's not the first job, it's the second job when you figure things out. He's been really good as a coach. They were a top 10 defensive team this year, and they've done an excellent job of taking away and contesting the mid ranges, being physical and wearing down Chris Paul over the course, you know, just picking him up full court with athletes, and it's worked. We'll see what happens today. This has been a weird series also in the sense that the home team has just dominated games, right? Like, the role, you know, role players are more comfortable at home, but this has been weird because, like, the home games have just been – this hasn't been Bucks-Celtics where you're like, it's every series, regardless of where the game is down to the wire. No. It's been – it'll be interesting to see if Dallas can bring their home game to the road for one game and find a way to win. Look, Luka's going to show up. I mean, Game 7 last year against the Clippers, 46-14. Like, I'm not worried about Luka, but if they don't get Brunson, if they don't get Dinwiddie, if they don't get Cleveland, all those guys knocking down shots and playing some deep, I don't know if they're going to win, but they're capable. Like, we've seen it in this series, and their defense is better than people think.
Well, Kurt, we appreciate you coming on the show. If you wouldn't mind, tell our listeners how they can find your work.
It's pretty easy. Just go to NBCSports.com and click on the NBA tab. Myself and a couple writers cover the NBA, and we've got a lot of video and stuff as well. So it there, or you can find me on Twitter at Basketball Talk, and you can join the legions of Philadelphia fans who have told me what they thought of my
Yeah, that sounds like a very positive place to be right now.
They do not hold back there.
They have suggested some anatomically impossible things. Oh, yeah. I didn't vote for their guy. So,
Absolutely.
That's just how they are, though. That's how Philadelphia fans are. They'll let you know it doesn't matter what sport it is, whether it be football, hockey, basketball, baseball. They tell you it's they're equal across the board.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, Kurt,
they'd probably be mad at me if I did vote for him.
Well, Kurt, be sure to just kick back and watch some Game 7 basketball day. We appreciate you coming on.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Kurt.
That has been Kurt Hellen from NBASports.com. We are going to send it to a break. We've had a development in the Vandy baseball game, so I think we're going to get to do a full show, believe it or not. So when we come back, we'll talk maybe some Titans and a little other stuff.
Yeah, before we go to a break,
yep.
I have to tell about my friends over at Boom Ba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. If you haven't been able to check out that place out, it's awesome. Now, the one I normally go to is the one in East Nashville where they have their own playground on there. Ooh. And if you want, you can actually come out and hang out with me tomorrow night. Monday night, 7 o'clock, I'll be playing poker. Till about 10, it's a great game. Come get some pizza, some beer, whatever. They've got some, whatever you want, they've got it. And now if you can't check them out, you go over to Bellevue. I mean, they've got several locations throughout the Nashville area. So you can go to boomboz.com. And if you want pizza, go check them out. You won't be sorry. Great stuff, great fun. Go check them out, my friends, Boom Ba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. Back more after this break.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you. Hey, Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Garlab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Go, 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 go. Welcome back in Run With It on Nashville Sports Radio. If you want to give us a call, talk a little NBA, NFL, whatever, 615-844-5600 is the number. Ray, we talked some NBA with Kurt Hellen just then. I wanted to get kind of your opinion on some of the lines right now, out right now. Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks, game scheduled at 2:30 Eastern right now. Boston, a 5-point favorite at home against the Milwaukee Bucks, game 7. Milwaukee had a chance to close it out in Milwaukee in game number 6, couldn't do so. You like Boston chances today?
I do. It's like how Kurt said. They got healthier towards the middle of the season. They've been playing absolutely great basketball. Jason Tatum has been on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he have, 46, 48 in game 6? Like, he just lit it up. I just think that in terms of just matchups, there's no second option. Giannis can't do it by himself. Guy... And I arguably believe that he is probably the best player in the NBA right now. Both sides. And if you've seen, he has been battled, he's been bruised, he's been hit, he's been cut, whatever, and he keeps pushing on. But due to the length and just how the style of play of Boston is, completely different when compared to the last coach they had, they're a lot more physical. So I have to go Boston. I mean, it's just hard not to. I feel like if Boston wins, I mean, I like Kyle Kurtz said, I believe whoever wins this series, I don't know if they'll win the championship, but yeah. I'll definitely probably represent the East, and I think they're going to go through Miami.
Well, one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now, and they made that trade for Derek White kind of midway through the year.
Did.
And them getting healthy and that trade, it's really propelled them to, into being one of the best teams in the NBA. Marcus Smart's kind of picked up his game. Had a disastrous game number 5, but he kind of picked it back up in game number 6. Next, the only other game tonight will be Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. We talked about it. Kurt made the point about DeAndre Ayton, a guy wanting a max contract this offseason. Of course, the former number 1 overall pick. Not the most aggressive guy down low. And he said when he's aggressive, really Dallas doesn't have anyone to guard him. Do you like Phoenix tonight as well? Another home favorite tonight, but the way Luka's been playing, he's been giving a shot each and every game.
Much like what Milwaukee does with Giannis, Dallas is doing the same thing with Luka. Luka has been playing out of his mind. I think he's really stepped up in terms of becoming like probably a top 5 player in the NBA. If you look at this Phoenix matchup, they basically just started to like really match up in terms of like trying to shut down Booker. I think he averaged like what? I think he had like 18, 17 points in game 6. Luka decided to do what he wanted to do. It looks like how the Mavericks were basically what they needed to do was take away the gaps in the middle of the floor for Paul. That's why Paul has not been able to really show. He had like what, one game where he kind of like, oh, he was a savior, whatever, when Booker was out a little bit. Where's Paul been since? And I'm a real like Paul like fan. Like I'm just like, I hope you get a ring. It just seems, and every team that he goes to, whether it be the Oklahoma City Thunder, if he's with the Pelicans or he goes to the Clippers, he always makes them a better team. But he just can't get them over the hump. So if Dallas is able to replicate what they did game 6, yes, Dallas wins. Because everyone want? They want Golden State versus Phoenix. They want number 1, who arguably was number 2 best team with Golden State.
Right.
And I think even if Phoenix was able to win, they're not going to the championship. I think how Golden State's been played, especially when they played in game 6, and I thought the Grizzlies had it. Because I'm like, it's not that if the Golden State Warriors could win game 2, they had to win game 2 because there's no way they were going to come back to Memphis. No. They did not want to take it back to Memphis.
I don't want to pat myself on the back. My prediction was Golden State in 6 for that very much reason. But
Zach loves you, I know.
I know. Yes. One thing I didn't envision was John Morant getting hurt again. And that for me is a kind of someone who looks at the Memphis Grizzlies. That does worry me a little bit because John Morant's kind of shown now the past couple of years he can get banged up a little bit. And he's not the most built guy in the world. And when you go inside like he does as much as he does, we'll see if he ends up making any changes to his body type. But then again, what his body type is what makes him so great, kind of leaping off the quick agility, stuff like that. So Golden State, they advance into it. I would like to break down some James Harden slander with you, if you wouldn't mind. Just that entire situation has been disgusting. Specifically, game number 6, you look at his stats. 2 shots, 0 points in the entirety of that second half.
What is that?
A closeout game. I don't know how that happens, but then again, I say this, it seems like I say this every May come around the NBA playoffs. James Harden just doing James Harden thing in the playoffs. And for whatever reason, the regular season and the postseason just do not transmit for him. And this year, I didn't think it was so much. Usually he gets the foul calls. I didn't see him get as many of them this season as he did in Houston, where he was going to the line 20 times a night consistently. I think they've kind of figured him out in that aspect. But you look at his production in the regular season, was it vintage Houston Rockets James Harden? No, but I thought it was much better than what it was a couple years ago. But once again, another disappointing run and another offseason where Philadelphia fans are just scratching their head. What do we do to get Joel Embiid some help? I see them compare a lot of what's going on right now to what they had with Allen Iverson, a star, a superstar, but just no help around him.
Absolutely. When you talk about vintage Harden, are you talking about Houston vintage or are you talking about Brooklyn Nets vintage? Well, I need to know difference. I'm so tired of this guy.
I'm talking Houston.
I'm so tired of, because look, he's had his opportunities to lead a team.
Sure.
And there was a little small like sample size of it last year in Brooklyn when Kyrie Irving had other, interests, what have you, not telling the team where he was at. Kevin Durant was in and out of the lineup due to injury. And he was playing great for about almost a 4 to 5 week streak. And he was almost in that MVP conversation. Fast forward this year, 76ers trade for him. Comes in, he goes to play with a GM that he loves so much, he dearly like it. And then he goes there, same result. And he's like, he's not a leader of a team. First 2 games against Miami, what do? They drop both games. And they were praying that Embiid will come back for game 3. And Embiid came back, and I was surprised what he did, but over the course of the series, he looked like it was wearing on him a little bit. Like, he just could not stay healthy. And then what's great after game 3 when they won it, James Harden's like, yeah, our confidence came back up, whatever. What do you mean your confidence came back up? You just got Embiid back. Give me Embiid. I guarantee you I can score 30 points. And now look what happened to him. Two shots in the second half of a knockout game in the playoffs, same result. And there's a lot of questions. Now, I know that Doc Rivers are saying he's going to come back. Who knows? Organizations say. We don't know who's right or wrong. We don't know what to believe anymore.
I think Doc Rivers will come back, but I think the discussion needs to be, does he deserve to come back? Because this is another year. The guy hasn't made a conference final since 2012. We're in the year 2022 now. And for what many say, and does Doc Rivers deserve to be a Hall of Famer? I go back and forth just because I think the guy's overrated, quite frankly.
Do you really?
He had that one ring with Boston.
I mean, we're friends.
You look at everything else, and I just don't know if he has the resume necessarily or not, but Philly's got a tough offseason. They're going to stay put with Daryl Morey as well, the GM. I think he's made okay trades. I think one thing I think they are going to kick themselves about is a guy who knocked them off, Jimmy Butler, and the Miami Heat. They're advancing on to the Eastern Conference Finals. That team right there, what Miami does each and every year, the drafting they do, they're constantly never really in the top 10 of the lottery. You look where they got Tyler Hero in the 10s in the NBA draft.
Right.
The drafting they do, Bam Adebayo, they got Kyle Lowry now, is kind of in and out of the lineup with an injury. But Jimmy Butler is the heart and soul of this team, and I think they got as good a shot as any. The way they play defense and the way they seem to score the basketball at will when they're hot with Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero, I like their chances in this Eastern Conference final, whoever they face.
You can't forget Oladipo as well.
Sure.
I mean, he was a great addition as well. Yep. He was out the first, I think, year he played with Miami, recovering from an injury, and he came back and was able to be like a real staple point in that roster. He was able to rotate him whenever they need to. And Miami was one of my sleepers coming into the season.
Yeah.
I thought no one was talking about them whatsoever. Like how you said, they drafted well, much like the Memphis Grizzlies, who have drafted well. Like, the journey for the Memphis Grizzlies is just about to begin. Yeah. Then you look at the Golden State. You know, they're probably more or less in the back end. You know, Klay Thompson, they're always talking about playing them. Who knows what happens there? But with Miami, they have got a lot of young talent to go with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, which I thought was a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of his. I just think that he's going to make some noise there. But Doc Rivers, overrated? You surprised me a little bit. I want him to go back to Lakers because I think he'd be the perfect coach for LeBron James. Because he gets LeBron James. He knows how to work with, like, you know, those savvy, like, big name players, what have you.
And he worked with Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen.
Anything's possible, right? Anything's possible. So
you can't get those guys in a room anymore, much less play team basketball nonetheless.
Right.
But and I don't know what you think about this, Ray, but a bit of a spiel on that, since you talked about drafting well in Miami. Another team that's done that is the Golden State Warriors. I think teams like the L.A. Lakers, they need to get out of the sense of, and you can look at the Brooklyn Nets as well, teams that are doing well right now, they're drafting well. They're not trading away their first and second round picks to get a guy like a Russell Westbrook, where that's gone up in flames. Golden State Warriors, they're drafting guys like Jordan Poole late in the first round, who right now is as much of a rising star as anybody in the league right now. My Cleveland Cavaliers are trying to do the same sort of thing. So the NBA, I know they've kind of gone through these waves trying to build big threes, but I think building in the draft and building the right way, I think we're seeing it in the NBA landscape. You build it well, you can sustain it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens. I think the future is bright for Memphis. I think the series is going to get better. I can't wait for the Boston. Who knows? Miami might show up and they might surprise everyone, shock the world, and upset Boston. But we all know out in the West, fans and the media, everyone wants Golden State versus Phoenix. So that should possibly, and it might happen. Phoenix has to basically finish things at home tonight.
Well, that'll do it for us here. Run with it on Nashville Sports Radio. Be sure to catch us tomorrow on 4 to 6, the afternoon stretch. Ray Dosky and myself will be co-hosting. We'll see you at 4 tomorrow. Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one